This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Welcome to tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Praying that you guys don't see the roots too soon. It's going to be a long, long month in my neck of the woods. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so we kind of have a 30-day shutdown. I think we're on day now. I think we have 28.5 days left. We're counting the days. There's been a lot of myths out there. There's been a lot of rumors. There's a lot of people out there that are scared. And, again, I want to kind of be the voice of calm. Not that my voice is very calming. You know, I'm like, hey! I know I'm not a very calming voice, but hopefully my content is more calming than a lot of the stuff you guys are seeing online. Like, millions of people can die from this, and, you know, this is worse than Spanish flu, and I mean, we don't know if it's worse than Spanish flu, and yeah, people can die, but, I mean, there's a better way to kind of approach that. I mean, you know, let's talk about some positivity. They say China... I mean, this is what China says, okay, whether you believe it or not, but, you know, they say that they are starting to stave off cases. They're at about 80,928 cases, but it does appear to be slowing down, you know. Where are we now in terms of America? Let me just update you guys before we take your questions. I got a lot of them here, a lot of your questions. 230,000 worldwide cases. We have 9,300 deaths. 9,388 deaths so far. The number of cases, again, expect to rise. Don't be freaking out about the number of cases because, again, we're testing. So if, you know, your Uncle Bob was sniffing and coughing, you know, 3 weeks ago, and we didn't have the test kits there, that could have been a coronavirus. That might not have been. But now, you know, people in high-risk groups are getting tested, so we're going to have the numbers. The numbers thus far in America, the United States, is 10,781 total cases. The death rate has risen to 160. Now, are they all coronavirus-related deaths? Are they maybe heart attacks associated with coronavirus? Is it pneumonia? Is it the respiratory failure? We aren't getting descriptive diagnoses on what caused their death, but we do know that the majority of them did have medical issues, which we're going to also talk about. So death rate is still climbing, not as quickly as a lot of people are telling us. Thank God, still a deadly virus. So we are not going to minimize how serious this is, but we also do need to cause a lot of panic. So let's answer some of your questions that some of you guys have. One of you had asked, and I won't mention names unless you guys want me to. Actually, some of you guys are on Facebook now. So if you guys ask questions, okay, good. All right, if you guys ask questions, you can do it also on Facebook Live. I just need my glasses. I look more studious. I should do a show like this. I'm like, I'm Dr. Wax. I should use an accent. I think if I use an accent, people think I'm a lot more intelligent if I use an accent. But think about it. Right now, I just want to be me. Okay, people want to know about school closures. There's rumors that in a certain neck of the woods, school's just going to be out for the rest of the year. I know in California and some of the other cities, they've decided to do that. In our neck of the woods, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so we're right now having, I think, like a 30-day hiatus of school. Personally, I am not going to be surprised if there is going to be just school closures for the rest of the semester. And the reason why is even if we do get a grip of coronavirus and we, you know, slow down spread in certain areas, you're going to have a lot of reluctance of parents sending their kids to school. Remember, you know, once you isolate for a month, yeah, you're going to want to get out there, but then people are going to have this fear of, well, wait a second, what is out there? You know, and I think, you know, going from 0 to 90, I know I keep saying that, and I apologize, you car peeps, because I know you're like, why does she keep 0 to 90? So now, like, 0 to 150. Okay, well, the cars in my, when I was younger, only went 0 to 90 pretty fast, okay? I do have one car, though, that goes, I think, 0 to 150 pretty good. Yeah, so we'll talk about that another time. But I like driving that one. So I see a reluctance of parents having their kids go back to school. Just like there is going to be a reluctance for the first few weeks after any shutdown for people to just go back out there. And even the city folk may have like a graduated transitional return to normalcy because they don't want people getting reinfected. So at that point, if we're already in April, May, don't be surprised if schools just get closed. I can't speak for my neck of the woods. I can't speak for everybody's neck of the woods. But when you see a governor, you know, like Newsom, say school's going to be out for the rest of the year, I'm not going to, you know, call, hit the overreaction button on that one because, if you're not going to get the kids to come to school, then you might as well, you know, continue your online courses. Yeah, I told my son that he better be, you know, like wearing some clothes, you know, I mean, when he's doing his online classes, you know, I one of my sons, he's doing online, you know, I saw him running around in his boxers and, you know, his shirt off, you know, and I'm like, don't you have school right now? He's like, yeah, it's online. I go, you're wearing that? Can't they see you? So can you imagine, you know, principal sent an email, please wear clothes, right? While you're doing the online courses. I think there's some schools that want you to videotape yourself doing your online schoolwork. So that's a whole nother thing. Okay. Ibuprofen. I keep getting asked about ibuprofen. Thank you. Ibuprofen. People are saying, well, you got to avoid ibuprofen because you could be more at risk for coronavirus. We don't have evidence to that yet. What's been going on as it relates to nasal steroids, as it relates to allergy medication, and yes, we're in allergy season, another thing to pile on top of this plate of poop, is that if you take a medication that could possibly affect your immune status, that can make you more prone to coronavirus, okay? However, any one of us that have had menstrual cramps, okay, any one of us that has had a migraine, I think you are more at risk when you're in pain and not sleeping than what a single ibuprofen could do. So when you guys hear that you need to avoid certain medications, wait. What's going to happen is there's going to be a barrage of these theories that are going to just flood the media. And the reason why is there's not a lot of content right now. Right now it's all about coronavirus. No one's going to talk about the election. I mean, not that I want that to happen, okay? You know, let sleeping dogs lie on that one. But there's not a lot of other news stories. So what's happening is in the media, as soon as they get something that they think people need to hear, they're going to put it out there. But there needs to be a lot of fact-checking. Okay, don't go away. We're taking your calls, your questions at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY or 1-877-362-3254. 1-877-362-3254. Don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding, and if you wanna come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is crazy. Our life has been turned upside down the last couple of weeks. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, let's get to your questions and calls on the answer line. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, okay. No worries. All right. And we're having some computer issues. We're opening up the phone lines. When it comes to, I'm really getting frustrated by what I'm seeing in the media. I'm going to talk to you guys about real numbers. I'm going to talk to you guys about, predictions. I know, there was a discussion on, I was on the Larry O'Connor show yesterday, and they were discussing, models and how, you know, they're predicting this could go on for 18 months, or the models could show hundreds of thousands of deaths or whatever. You know, there's no way to predict, because again, as far as I'm concerned, I think people are pulling that out of their retroperitoneum, because we've never had this before. This is kind of new. This, you know, nobody can say we've had coronavirus. Nobody can say we, you know, dealt with a pandemic like this. You can't relate this to the Spanish flu. The Spanish flu was 1918, okay? You can't, it's like night and day. We have much different infrastructure now. We have, you know, we have disinfectants that we might not have had back then. We've had, we have, you know, ways to quarantine. We have, you know, means to, you know, we have better hospitals. We have ventilators, et cetera. And so, you know, the reason why the Spanish flu you're going to see is, you know, being brought up over and over and over again in the news is because they want to remind us that hundreds of thousands of people could die from a viral infection. I think 655,000 Americans died of the Spanish flu that we know of. All right. But the problem is, again, we're talking about a century later. We're talking about a different virus. We're talking about a different family of viruses. So, you know, we have to be careful with the numbers. The, you know, Italy it seems to be watched a lot more closely than China from our perspective, because we're a few, I think we're about a week and a half away from where Italy was. And Italy kind of jumped to 35,000 cases, 2,900 total deaths. That's kind of frightening. All right, they're almost half of where China is at, and Italy doesn't have the population of China. So yeah, it's a you know, virus that's very, very highly transmissible, very virulent, can be deadly. But you know, let's kind of put things into perspective. You know, as we see the number of deaths rise, you know, I bet there are more in terms of car accidents. There are more in terms of other flu-related illnesses or heart issues, et cetera. And, you know, my problem is, can we kind of, you know, put things into perspective and realize that we're going to do more harm than good when we have this exact, this response to one illness, and we're putting other illnesses, we're taking other illnesses out of the spotlight, ignoring them, and those are the ones that are, unfortunately, the ones that kill more than coronavirus. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. How we doing, Daniel? All right, let's go.
Dr. Dolly, just heard on the radio recently that a quarter cup of bleach to a gallon of water made a good disinfectant. Is this correct? My name is Dan from New Orleans. Thank you very much.
Oh, New Orleans, it's awesome. Awesome. Thank you for calling in. Yes. Okay, very interesting that you're bringing up disinfectants. And you know what? I should have had this in my article on do-it-yourself stuff if you can't find Lysol or chlorine. Okay, OSHA. Okay, hold on one second. Some of you guys are calling. Guys, don't call my cell phone. Call the answer line, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY, or 1-877-362-3254. You do not want to call my cell phone. Not sure how my cell phone number got out there, but 1-877-362-3254. OSHA had written something, and a lot of people have kind of followed suit, that if you do have to do a certain sort of decontamination, you can use a fourth cup of bleach per gallon of water. But here's where I think it originally came from. We had a lot of flooding, and I see your calls coming in. We will get your calls. Daniel's on the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. When we were dealing with floodwaters that could be contaminated with sewage and all that other stuff, you know, you still need to disinfect. And so they talked about, you know, washing your hands with soap and water, rinse completely, you know. But if you only have contaminated water, you can mix a quarter cup bleach per gallon of water to try to decontaminate it. There's a lot of different sites out there on how to use bleach and how to dilute it such that it's safe, because you got to be careful with the way you dilute it, because it could penetrate the skin, things like that. But there are items that need to be disinfected, and absolutely we will dilute bleach with that. And so yeah, OSHA had recommended that for contaminated water, but you know, for a quarter cup bleach or a gallon of water, whether that will be enough for coronavirus, coronavirus, I can't say, but yeah, you aren't far off in terms of being able to use that. Just please, for the love of the Lord, don't drink it. Make sure your kids know not to touch it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. Oh, all right. Well, we lost the next caller. Okay. Keep calling back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-362-3254. Another caller wants to know about colloidal silver. Again, colloidal silver, guys, trust me, I think silver can have amazing potential with pathogens. Unfortunately, we still don't have any information out on that yet, in terms of what it could do with coronavirus. So you aren't going to be hearing me tell you to go and get silver or colloidal silver, or, you know, wear, you know, a silver wedding band, or wear, you know, I can't do that yet because we just don't have the information. Okay, Martha wants to know about pediatric coronavirus cases. I don't have the numbers, but there are some. From what I understand, I think it's still like less than 1%, you know, of the cases, especially the critical cases, being in pediatric cases. However, we are hearing of young kids being infected by it. It's usually mild, right? But kids can still, unfortunately, be affected by it. Where our concern is in the medical community is the child could be a Trojan horse for the virus. So your kid could be playing, not have any symptoms, or just have some sniffles and coughs and sneezes, etc. And then, unfortunately, here you are, who could be a little immunosuppressed. You could have some diabetes. You could have some heart disease. You could have some asthma. And now you get sick. You know, so with kids, we don't want kids at all in the line of any infectious disease, but we especially have to keep kids away from this if we don't want them to be a vehicle for it to us grown-ups. So school closures, going back to the school closure discussion, do not be surprised if there is going to be a push for just school closures the end of the year, because adults are going to be saying, look, we just don't need, you know, kids coming home and giving it to us. And I know there's a lot of you out there, you know, you were calling telemedicine last night asking for Valium because the kids drive you crazy. We are going to, in the next segment, talk about stir crazy, how to deal with the stir craziness. But you got your kids, enjoy it. All I could say is enjoy it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-362-3254, 1-877-362-3254. So there's been a picture going around the internet showing the Venice waterways looking pretty clear. And so an unintended consequence of these lockdowns we're hearing is air pollution is going down. Air pollution, water seems to be cleaner, air quality. Marshall Burke, an assistant professor of Stanford's Department of Earth System Science, said the better air quality could have saved between 50,000 and 75,000 people from dying prematurely. They say the reductions in air pollution in China caused by this economic disruption likely saved 20 times more lives in China than have currently been lost due to the infection with the virus in that country. So, as you know, air pollution and premature deaths have been pretty well established. 30-year analysis of 652 cities in 24 countries and regions across six continents found that increases in air pollution were likely to increase related death. So they're finding that, you know, as people are staying indoors and not, you know, being, throwing things and into the water. Is it the sin or the sign in France? You know, it looks usually kind of brown. I hear it's starting to change color. So that's kind of interesting. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Taking your calls, your questions. 1-877-362-3254.
Anytime, any place. anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the face of the coronavirus outbreak and the government's response to it, Uncle Sam wants you to accept a couple of $1,000 checks. Well, at least that's what the Trump administration's envisioning with a huge stimulus package it's trying to sell lawmakers on. The Washington Post says it would send working Americans a $1,000 check in early April and a second $1,000 check in early May. Many lawmakers support the bill, but Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says he'd do it differently.
I'm not looking to send people a government check. I'm looking to keep their paychecks coming.
Wall Street still reeling from the virus. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down more than 700 points at times in early trading. The pandemic making the nation's unemployment lines longer. The Labor Department reports around 281,000 Americans filed first-time claims last week, 70,000 more than the week before. And this is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll send back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Maybe, maybe, red will flush your cheeks. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, people are scared of the virus, right? But people, from what I'm hearing, seem to be more scared about losing their house, right? You know, losing their power, not being able to make income. And there has been a lot of discussion on, holding off on evictions, which is something that we need to see in writing as soon as possible so people can sleep, better. We are hearing that many companies out there will forego, cancellations and late fees and things like that. Okay. Waiving late charges, those kinds of things. So it will depend on, unfortunately, the government, because you know, the money trickles up. Okay. So there has to be somebody that is, you know, somebody owes money to somebody else. And so you are hearing that some very, very phenomenal and landlords, very unselfish landlords out there are saying, guys, you know, don't worry about paying rent this month. Okay, that's great. That's wonderful. Hallelujah. You know, thank you. However, how long can that last? And if they're going to be losing the apartment complex or the house that you're living in, eventually somebody gets evicted. You know, one thing that nobody really talked about a lot during the recession is how many people would come home, but they were paying their rent only to find an eviction notice. And they were like, but I was paying my rent. Well, what ended up happening was they were paying rent to a landlord who wasn't paying the bank. So, it's a very, very scary time. So there's been obviously, you know, certain rumors floating that there's going to be something in the works. What we're hearing from the government, which kind of is where we need most of this coming from, is Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said that Americans will get money, but probably in the next 3 weeks. Okay, so it's not going to happen tomorrow. The checks are going to be $1,000 a person, $500 per child. So for a family of four, that's going to be a $3,000 payment. Congress has to pass it. As soon as Congress passes it, they say they'll get it out in 3 weeks. Now, one of you had called in. Oh, you know what? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you have called and said, would these checks take the same time as the testing kits? That, unfortunately, I can't say. I hope not. But as we get more information on that, we will tell you. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Daniel calling from Oregon. Daniel, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling in.
I'm just calling to say that, you know, one of the things we can do is just to stay calm and look at what's going on. As volunteer services, I just got off the phone with putting my name on some lists to do some delivery support services for senior meals
on
wheels, churches, businesses, whatever. And by doing that, you know, I kind of would feel my immune system just getting stronger. And those studies have shown that when you give of your time, money, et cetera, your immune system, it actually goes up and increases. And so staying, you know, immune, healthy and all that, and you feel better. And it feels good, too. That's another benefit.
Yes.
So I thought I would say there's a blood drive coming up. I'm going to try to get on that list, too.
Fantastic.
You know, that's another Thanksgiving blood, and that always is good, and it's good for you, too.
Absolutely. Daniel, what part of Oregon you calling from?
Up in Northeast Oregon, kind of small town Oregon up in here, this part near
good.
Washington.
Have they done any shutdowns or lockdowns yet?
Well, the governor has issued state orders. So basically, schools through the end of April as of now. And so, again, that's restaurants or kind of to bars and restaurants or whatever for deliveries. But for the most part, it's not too extreme. It's, you know, people, and I see even people in the streets in New York, people out there with their cameras saying they're not even, you know, running around, you know, like crazy. So it's just, we all just need to pull together, use our common sense, and, you know, it's a good time now we can show leadership to each other and our kids and everything about, hey, now this is what we do, and we step out and we give and we see what we can do, and it feels great, too. Try it.
Amen. So true, Daniel.
Thank you.
Bless you, man. Bless you. Thank you for calling in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, we have a lot of homeless populations. We have a lot of seniors that are scared and they are stuck. There's not a lot that they can do. And so for those of us who can, and if we are in cities, that will kind of allow us to be a little bit more fluid with our movements, you know, doing something like Daniel said, you know, helping deliver food to them, pick up their groceries or prescriptions or things like that, would be a godsend. And then, of course, donating blood. You know, from what I understand, the blood banks are open and they allow huge distances between the draw stations. So, I know people are kind of considered or are scared about going out there and, you know, but, you know, there are, you know, abilities for you to help going to these blood centers to donate blood because we still need blood. We still have other illnesses out there besides coronavirus. We still have cancer. We still have anemia. We still have car accidents, you know? So, thank you, Daniel. And I'm sure there's many more of you out there. God bless you. Okay. So, coming back to the checks, Steve Mnuchin told Fox Business Network that the administration is proposing $1,000 per person, $500 per child. Then, another round of checks would come out probably a few weeks later. He says here, 6 weeks later, if the president still has a national emergency, we'll deliver another $3,000. Now, is $3,000 enough for most people to pay their bills? No, but it's better than nothing. I mean, we'll take it. Mnuchin has been in negotiations with congressional leadership right now on this third bailout package after President Donald Trump signed into law a measure that would provide paid sick leave and free testing for those affected by the virus. They say everybody realizes there's going to be a massive support for this economy on both sides of the aisle. He added he's pushing Congress to have the legislation passed early next week. The House is not in session this week, but scheduled to return to Washington, D.C. next week. They said, we told the House and the Senate we need to get legislation done quickly. This needs to be done by the beginning of next week. And I think once you see more and more money coming into the economy, Americans are going to feel a lot better, and they're going to understand that this is a virus. We're going to get through this. This is not the financial crisis that will go on for years. Can I just say something? It is going to have to take a... And we'll get your calls, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-362-3254. It is going to take a concerted effort to bring down the hysteria that happened with this. You know, I understand why we had to shut and do closures. I get that. People are dying. You know, and we have how many deaths so far in America? I think we're up to 160. That's 160 too many. We shouldn't have had, unfortunately, any deaths. But unfortunately, 161, we went up another one. You know, I mean, unfortunately, we have a lot of things out there that kill more. So, you know, in the last few months that we've been dealing with this outbreak, we lost 161 people. That's horrible. And, you know, thank God we've started to put measures in to control this. But, you know, people have asked, are we going to stop driving to avoid traffic deaths? Are we going to, you know, lock down every time there's flu? So, you know, we have to find a fine balance between living and still, you know, having our lives, you know, be and avoiding a deadly outbreak. So, you know, there has to be a fine line. And so, you know, money coming from the government is a huge help. And, you know, but as you keep on hearing, you know, these media outlets saying, oh, yeah, millions of us can die. Okay. That's not what we need to hear. Yes, pandemics can kill in the millions. We see that with flu every year. All right. I mean, we're not stupid. But you don't need to, you know, bring up the hype when we have businesses that want to get back to business. We have people that want to get back to their lives. And we don't want people, you know, standing in lines in grocery stores giving this to each other because they're in this panic from what they hear in the news. 1-877-DOCDALI.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your questions, your comments, your calls on coronavirus. We have Jeff calling from Pennsylvania. Hi, Jeff. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. What's going on, man?
I was just hearing on the program before you that they've got a cure for it.
Hmm. Can you expand? Do you know, did they talk, was it like an antiviral drug or a previously used antibiotic?
It was a previously used drug, hydroxychloroquine.
Okay, okay.
I guess it was used for malaria?
Yes, yes, yes.
And they were saying on there that they tried it on 40 people that was positive for the coronavirus. And in 6 days, all 40 were 100% cured.
Yes, yes. In fact, Trump is already asking the FDA to start kind of reviewing that. I'm glad you brought that up, Jeff, because they have been looking at HIV medications. They've been looking at antibiotics, not the typical antibiotics that we use like Z-Pax, but some of the more rare antibiotics. And they're looking at malaria drugs. And this hydroxychloroquine, they have found some success in. The only thing is I guess we need the FDA to give us that approval that it could be used for this. And, you know, right now doctors are throwing anything they have in their medicine bag. We just can't yet call it a cure, but we definitely have some promising information out of it.
Right. And wouldn't that be a drug that, like, all drugstores and everything already have in it already?
That have to kind of mass produce it, you know, because, I mean, we use Plaquenil for arthritis and other things. It's not a very commonly used drug because we don't have that much of the population. And we have to make sure the majority of our drugs aren't being produced in China. But if we have factories that could do that out of China that could mass produce it and we don't have, you know, the side effects that sometimes it could have, Plaquenil is a brand name for those of you guys going, oh, yeah, I'm on Plaquenil. A lot of you guys with arthritis are using it. And we also use it for, like I said, malaria prevention. But, yeah, the hydroxychloroquine could be a fantastic adjunct to this. I've been very cautious about bringing up some of these medications because, you know, there's been a lot of hysteria. And I don't want somebody, you know, robbing somebody with HIV to try to take their medications because there's been some reports of HIV medications being able to fight this virus. So, you know, we have to be very, very cautious because people are in panic mode and we don't want them to hoard, you know. Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, that's what I was just wondering if. You know, we'll get a little more information on it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, so right now Trump is asking the FDA to look into it. So it's definitely promising. So hopefully we're going to be turning a corner soon. Thank you, Jeff, for calling in. We appreciate it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So basically, hydroxychloroquine sold under Plaquenil, they found in, it was like a March 9th study, I think we might have talked about this a couple weeks ago, where it was published in Clinical Infectious Diseases. I was able to pull it up. I have the article here. And there was effectiveness in killing coronavirus. So the study author said, we predict that the drug has a good potential to combat the disease. All right? So French physician researchers have started a clinical, I guess, trial using the drug. Apparently, it's been around since the 50s, okay? It is not a brand-new, spanking, fancy drug. I mean, this is something that's been around since the 50s. And so right now they are trying to do trials to see if we could use this for COVID-19. It's a small trial. I guess they used 36 patients, treating 20 individuals and 16 infected controls, okay? The treated group was giving 600 milligrams of Plaquenil each day. The researchers found that 50% of the treated group turned from positive to negative for the virus by the third day. And by day six, that figure was up to 70%. Of the 20 test patients, six who were treated with both Plaquenil and, get this, Zithromax, showed impressive results. So the combination of the two could work. We were told that Z-Pax and azithromycin will not help. But the combination appeared to work, with five testing negative at day three, all six of them tested negative by day six. Now, they say despite the small sample size, their survey shows that hydroxychloroquine treatment is significantly associated with a viral load reduction or disappearance in COVID-19 patients and its effect is reinforced by azithromycin. Two HIV drugs also have been studied as well. There's been one discussion that it might not be as effective. So I think lopinavir and ritonavir has been studied. We're getting kind of mixed results on that. So, you know, pretty cool stuff. You know, should the FDA look into this? Absolutely. Why does the FDA have to look into this? Why can't we just move forward? Because, again, the FDA has strict, you know, guidelines. If something is FDA approved, we could then assume that it is a, you know, it can be used. It can be, you know, it has been tested. There's very few side effects. So, you know, I've never seen the government work this fast. I understand the government is still closed. Right? Is Washington, is Congress still, like, out until next week? Until early April? Yeah, I get how they had to do the shutdown, but they could be working remotely. I mean, we're all working remotely. How many of you guys just were told go home and just, you know, stay out? No, you know, most of us are working from home. So I'm not really sure what Congress is doing right now. But remember, Easter and spring break isn't really supposed to be for a few weeks. Some people have spring break now, but I mean, Easter is next month. I wonder if they're going to take time off then. So, but you know, we need, unfortunately, government to still be involved. Right? Government being involved is always kind of a catch 22. But if this can work and we do have a medication that we could use, it's important. But, again, we do have to be careful about false hope. The FDA commissioner, Stephen Hahn, said we cannot provide false hope, okay? Even though they're going to be aggressive, you know, and looking at this, we can't say, you know, that, boom, this works. Now, the other thing, too, that we also have to be very, very careful about is the anecdotal evidence that we get, which sometimes can be the biggest medical breakthrough and sometimes it could be a dud. So, you know, we've had patients who have said they've used marijuana on their autistic child or, you know, marijuana for a child with seizures. And so because of those anecdotal stories, we now have Epidiolex, an FDA-approved medication for certain seizures. I say that because it's for Dravet syndrome and certain serious seizure disorders, but it is not FDA-approved for anybody with seizures. So we get this anecdotal evidence, then we try to expand it out and say, okay, well, we're going to use it for this, we're going to use it for this, we're going to use it for this, and unfortunately, there is an art to it. And for some patients, it may work. For some patients, it may not. There's been people that said, I tried it, it didn't work. You know? Just like people say the diet pills didn't work for me, or the antidepressants didn't work for me, or the antibiotic didn't work for me. Sometimes it's different strokes for different folks. So if, you know, if we do feel like we have a medication that could treat, I mean, let's, you know, fast track it, do the studies, make sure there's no long-term effects, you know, do what you have to do. But we also have to make sure that we realize we have to also identify if there is a population where that wouldn't work for. Make sense? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one map I very aggressively watch, you know, to see how we are doing with coronavirus cases is the New York Times interactive map. It is a fantastic map that shows where a lot of the cases are. Unfortunately, each day it gets more populated, and we see more red dots and more red circles. And so, you know, we're still seeing a huge density, of course, on the eastern seaboard, even more pronounced than we would have expected. We would have thought we would have seen more of a density on the west coast. We do. Washington has over 1,000 cases. California has over 800 cases. You definitely see the northwest area of Washington more dense. San Francisco area, Bay Area, California more dense than south. And we'll kind of talk about where we're seeing more and more cases. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Rebel. Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.